to the Columbia Center for Spiritual Living, a welcoming and diverse community whose vision it is to contribute to a world that works for everyone. The inspirational message you are about to hear will expand your idea of what is possible in life right now and affirm your soul's knowing in taking that right next step towards your greatest good.
Let's take a breath together. I always start with taking a breath together because the breath is the very thing that connects each of us. It is the very thing that is everywhere present, and we're all breathing the same air, regardless of where we are here on planet Earth. And so before I get started, I do want to say Happy Father's Day, not just to everyone who has seated an heir as a child, but everyone who has stood in the capacity and role as a father, of being that support to a child. It shows up in many, many ways, and it's not always a male that is the father figure. And so Happy Father's Day to everyone who has ever stood in the role of parenting as a father. I also want to acknowledge Juneteenth, and I want to acknowledge it with a bit of detail. Juneteenth, it's an unfortunate holiday, and yet it's an amazing celebration. I say it's an unfortunate holiday because honestly, it never should have happened. The Emancipation Proclamation was signed on January 1st, 1863, and our United States commitment to slavery was so deep, we failed to prioritize notifying all of the states, and more specifically, all of the enslaved people within all of the states. And so as the word began to spread that of the Emancipation Proclamation, people literally started relocating to Texas, where it wasn't being shared that the enslaved people were free. And it wasn't until June 19th, 1865, that the folks in Texas, that the people in Texas, that the enslaved people in Texas got word that they were free. Now that in and of itself is telling about what our commitment was at the time. And I think what is even more telling is the reality that Juneteenth did not become a federally recognized holiday in the United States until last year. So we are making progress, and that's amazing. And part of my talk this morning is about recognizing what is still operating, what is still keeping us captive. And so this morning's talk is Beyond the Thunderdome. And if you've ever seen the movie Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome, then you're aware that the Thunderdome is about a post-apocalyptic society. And the Thunderdome itself was a cage that was created to resolve conflict. And the problem with that type of resolution is the same problem that we're still facing today, is that it was based on a polarization. It was based on an either or. Two people enter, one person leaves. There is a right and a wrong and nothing in between. Now, if we understand how humans are socialized, we begin to understand how all of this gets repeated. Don Miguel Ruiz writes in the introduction in the first chapter of the Four Agreements, a brilliant synopsis. It's more than a synopsis. He details how we're all programmed, how everything that we're taught is designed to capture and control our attention. And the bottom line, because I don't have enough time to go into everything that he teaches, the bottom line is we're all conditioned on a reward-punishment system. Our attention gets focused on doing whatever we need to do to get the reward and at the same time avoid punishment. Now, I don't know about you, but that is a muddy path to walk because it changes with every interaction. What I will get rewarded for with one person and one group, I may get punished for by a different group or a different person. And so part of our challenge is letting go, completely releasing this whole idea that there's one right and that there's one wrong. Because there ain't a word of truth in it. Ernest Holmes lays out, if you are a Science of Mind person and you happen to have the book, The Science of Mind, A Philosophy of Faith, A Way of Life, I invite you to permanently somehow mark page 270 so you can go back to it over and over again. Ernest Holmes brilliantly defines a litmus test for deciding if something is right or wrong. If what we do brings more life, more joy, more happiness to ourselves, and at the same time harms no one, it is right. If anyone is harmed, it is a misuse of the law. It is a misuse of the creative power, the agency of divinity itself, God itself, life itself, whatever word resonates with you. There is no right word or wrong word. I love the foundation of the Jewish faith that the divine is referred to by four letters, Yud, Hey, Vav, Hey. Because the minute we define creation, we limit it. And it is unlimited. It is eternal. It is infinite. And we are here as intention of the divine. We are each an individualized, on purpose, magnificent expression of a desire in its heart to know itself as who we are. Now, there's no wrongness to be found in that. There's no, this is right and this is wrong. And, you know, here in Pride Month, as a female to male transgender person, there is no wrongness of me. However you identify in this human realm, there's no wrongness of you. Now, that does not mean, and I want to be really, really clear, that does not mean we do not engage in wrong behavior. We do. All of us do. We do that because we are often acting from that place of trying to garner, trying to secure, trying to get the reward. And when we understand that we are the reward and that the additional reward is bringing our whole body together, that is the activity of inclusion. The activity of inclusion is recognizing, recognizing, knowing again what is already in us that we already know is that we are one. There is no other. And in order to engage in this polarization, this right and wrong, this good and bad, this up, down, more, less, better, worse, we have to engage in the idea of polarization. This morning when we were gathering to do our tech tests and everything, the word enough came up. And I invite you to throw that out of your vocabulary in terms of you. Because the truth is, the idea that we're enough is a limitation. Because it's based in the idea that we're not enough. And enough still limits the divine. I invite you to create a mantra within you that knows, that repeats, I am an intentional, one of a kind, unrepeatable smile in the heart of God itself, to know itself as this life I'm living. To embrace yourself, your divine self. To let that be your identity. And let your other human identities be how we relate to one another. But let your true identity be the truth of you. We often get wrapped up in this idea of ego. And too many of us engage in this idea of smashing the ego. I invite you to check out the glossary of the Science of Mind, because the ego is defined in spiritual terms as the authentic self, as the divine expressed in human form. And why in the world would we want to vilify and smash that? Why? Because we were taught to think in opposites. We were taught to think in polarization. We were taught to think spiritual good, ego bad. Not true. Absolutely not true. In the song, the title song for the Thunderdome, we don't need another hero. For me, this is one of the songs that guides me every day in my experience. Because in order to stay in that place of polarization, we have to stay on the villain, victim, hero triangle. Now, I am imagining in a post-apocalyptic society, it might be a little challenging to not vilify whoever pushed the button that blew everything up. And yet, if we understand our oneness, whichever form of the divine that pushed the button is not separate from us. And so there is no other. There is no villain. There is no victim. There is no hero. I want to be really clear here. That does not mean people are not victimized. It doesn't mean that hurtful behavior is not perpetrated upon people. It is. The folks in Ukraine right now are an amazing example. They are absolutely being victimized every day. Horrific behavior is being perpetrated upon them, and they are being victimized by that behavior. And yet, as a country, they are showing up without victimhood. They are not showing up as victims. They are showing up as powerful beings who know who they are and refuse to settle for a consciousness of victimhood. And this is the thing that this song offers us. Out of the ruins, out of the wreckage, can't make the same mistake this time. I'm going to say that part again. Out of the ruins, out of the wreckage, can't make the same mistake this time. I invite you to begin to apply that to your individualized life. That when you catch yourself thinking in polarization, when you catch yourself othering yourself or anyone else, that you interrupt that. And that you remind yourself, can't keep making this same mistake and make any progress. The song goes on, we are the children, the last generation. We are the ones they left behind. Now, I relate that to the collective we. And not so much as in left behind, but people have gone on. Right? We each contain the whole consciousness. Every thought that has ever been thunk is alive in the eternal collective consciousness. It must be, because otherwise some part of the infinite becomes non-eternal and the whole thing falls apart. So understand that all of the thinking that has ever been thunk is in us. The song goes on, and I wonder when we are ever gonna change. Living under the fear till nothing else remains. We don't need another hero. We don't need to know the way home. All we want is life beyond the Thunderdome. Life beyond this idea that there is polarization. Life beyond the idea that there is one solution for any problem. Looking for something we can rely on. There's got to be something better out there. And I invite you to understand that there is something better, but there is no out there. Because the divine is everywhere present. There's just something better, and the out there is in a new thought, love and compassion. Their day is coming. All else are castles built in the air. All else are castles built in the air. I'm going to skip down rather than repeating the chorus. So what do we do with our lives? We leave only a mark. Will our story shine like a light or end in the dark? That, my friend, is the question you get to answer. Not today, not tomorrow, but with every thought. Because every thought is creative. And so I invite you to take responsibility, to take the ability within you to spiritually respond to everything. We are a new thought teaching. I dare you to have a new thought. And see where it goes. And then have a new thought and see where it goes. The agency of infinite possibility is you. Live it. Dare to live it. Starting now with every breath. Namaste.
Thank you for listening. If you have received a value, we invite you to share this podcast and check out our website, columbiacsl.com, to sign up for our weekly newsletter, providing thought-provoking blogs and details on our upcoming classes and community events. And we always are pleased to hear from you. You can reach us at podcast@columbiacsl.com. Thank you. Blessings on your journey.